Extreme weather events in northern British Columbia are accelerating glacier melt at an all-time rate, according to a recently published study. According to the research led by University of Northern British Columbia, UNBC, researcher Dr. Brian Menounos, glaciers in Western Canada and Switzerland experienced the largest mass losses on record over the past 4 years, due to early season heatwaves, prolonged dry conditions, low winter snow accumulation and surface darkening. The findings were published in the peer-reviewed journal Geophysical Research Letters and revealed an acceleration in glacier melt rates in the regions between 2021 and 2024 that doubled the pace observed during the previous decade. Approximately 22.2 gigatons of ice per year were lost in Western Canada and neighboring American regions over the four-year period, which resulted in a 12% decline in total ice volumes since 2020. Switzerland lost 1.5 gigatons annually and has seen a 13% decline in total ice volumes in the same period. The total ice volume loss in North America would have enough meltwater to submerge the entire Toronto metropolitan area under 35 meters of water each year, according to the study. Even against the backdrop of rapid glacier loss since the start of this century, what we're witnessing now is unprecedented, Menounos said. The melt rates over the last 4 years far exceed anything we've observed in the past 6 decades, posing serious implications for freshwater availability, increased geohazard risks and the loss of cultural and tourism values tied to mountain landscapes. Clinicliene Glacier, located on the central coast of BC, is the largest glacier in western North America outside Alaska and is melting rapidly, losing about 1 gigaton of water each year. A weather station and camera were installed above the 470-square-kilometer glacier by the Hawkeye Institute, providing data in near real time to scientists and operational users. Menounos worked with scientists from the Institute, Natural Resources Canada, Geological Survey of Canada, Environment and Climate Change Canada, the United States Geological Survey and researchers from Europe with funding from the Tula Foundation and the National Science and Engineering Research Council of Canada. They used airborne laser altimetry data from the Hawkeye Airborne Coastal Observatory, as well as other modeling and datasets, to calculate the loss of glacier mass reported in the study. We're seeing the effects of meteorological events compounding one another. These conditions rapidly depleted snowpacks, exposing darker glacier ice and fern, multi-year snow, which can absorb more energy from sunlight and further accelerate melting, Menounos said. We believe these fern and ice surfaces are becoming darker from deposition of ash in western North America and Saharan dust in Europe. Menounos added that the darkening provides unhelpful feedback in a warming climate that will allow high melt rates to continue. Other glaciers and ice fields around the province that are areas of concern include Lloyd George Ice Field west of Fort Nelson, Castle Creek Glacier near McBride, Tiedemann Glaciers in the Coast Mountains, and glaciers in the Columbia River Basin. Meteorological measurements such as air temperature, wind speed, precipitation and humidity are being taken to better understand the controls of glacier nourishment and melt. Researchers also measure changes in thickness, extent, volume and movement of hundreds of glaciers throughout the mountain ranges of Western Canada, which requires analysis of thousands of aerial photos. Based on projected rates of glacier mass loss until 2060, the study is consistent with previous research that suggested the period of peak runoff, when contributions of meltwater to rivers are at their highest, has likely already occurred and glacier streamflow will decline over the next few decades. Menounos and other researchers are advocating for improved and advanced models that fully represent the response of glaciers to extreme weather events, as well as processes such as surface impurity deposition from dust and wildfires. Current global models of glacier change do not include ways to track physical processes which lead to glacier darkening, he said. If we're going to plan for the future, we need to improve our physical models to include this critical feedback.